This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is youngest son, Patrick. I'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. My father will be back in a couple weeks. He's out visiting the national parks right now, enjoying himself. I know he's really excited to see some of the places out there. You know, he's going to the Grand Canyon. He's going to Mount Rushmore, which would be a pretty cool sight to see. I know he's going to go see Custer's Last Stand. He's really excited. He's a history guy, so he loves that type of stuff. So I know he's out there enjoying himself. In the meantime, feel free to give me a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be here till 10 to answer all your gardening questions. Nathan, we still got some guys on the line for us?
Yes, we do. Sue in the Chicago kind of area.
All right, Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I have a cooking cherry, a sour cherry tree, and it was producing wonderfully. It's about 7 years old, and last year it bloomed out beautifully. And then we got a cold snap, and it seemed like it just didn't do anything. We had barely any cherry on it. And we fed it, took care of it. I left everything on it. I didn't trim it back in that. This year, it bloomed out again really nicely. We did not have the cold snap like we did the year before. And it did the same thing. There's hardly any cherry on it. We used to be able to can about 2 boxes filled with cherry jellies and stuff like that from this tree. And it's got new growth on the ends now, but there's dead in the middle of a lot of the branches.
Okay. You know, that frost, the cold snap that we had later in the season last year did a lot of damage to a lot of different plants, not just, you know, the fruits. There were a lot of people who had no blossoms on hydrangeas, rhododendrons, that type of thing. So what it could be is just could be like a residual. Without cutting it back like that, you could have left some of the dead growth on there. The new growth is great to have. So it might just be rejuvenating itself by using the fertilizer and everything that you've done for it. It is helping it. It just might be another season before you get more from it. Another question for you. This cherry, is it a self-pollinating or does it need another pollinator?
Yeah, it's self-pollinating. It's been doing great on its own. Another factor is we did 3 years ago now, we did put in another cherry about 30 feet away, and this baby did the same thing. It kind of blossomed out more, and then the blossoms, at least 3/4 of them didn't turn into cherry.
Okay. It seems like it could just be some residual effect from previous. The other thing, have you noticed any, like, issues with the leaves? Are there any holes in them? Are there anything along those lines where you would see, like, an insect-type damage?
No, it's real healthy. No kinds of webbing of anything, no holes. The leaves that are on there look great. It's just I have a lot of still dead branches. Should I cut them off?
Yeah, anything that's dead you want to get rid of, because okay. The plant is still trying to actually heal that area, if you will.
Uh-huh.
So where the dead and the new are, it's trying to create that callus, and it still sees that there's parts that are alive. So it's pushing there to try and help rejuvenate that instead of where it should be with new growth. So anything that's dead, I would definitely get rid of.
Okay.
It's not helping the plant.
There is a trumpet vine that we're taking out anyway, but it seems like the root system is going by where that root system is. Do you think that that is any factor at all?
It might have a small factor, but I don't think it's a large factor. A lot of times with an established tree, they're heavier when it comes to the feeding, whereas like a trumpet vine is more of a surface type root. So it might take some of the first, you know, the first nutrients, but not all of them. I would suggest that getting rid of it is going to help you. The other thing is, and you're in the Chicago area, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you had it. I know here in Massachusetts we had, late in May, we had a day where it was 38 degrees, and it was like, it was just frigid cold. I don't know if you had anything along those lines, maybe one day. It wasn't like a long-term snap, but the season for us was a little bit later. That could have had an effect on it as well. You know, the drought in our area last year and then excessive water in the spring, which is not a bad thing, have really affected a lot of the different plants and how they grow that have been in the landscape for a number of years. So that could have something to do with it. As far as fertilizing, you fertilized this spring?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. What I want you to do again is fertilize in the fall. But just at half the rate of whatever they have on the package. Because what that'll do is that'll help help rejuvenate it and help get into the root system and establish the roots for next year. The other thing I would suggest is something with a high phosphorus level, like a super phosphate in the spring. Something that has like a, basically it's a 0.440 or a 0.180. It depends on the company. They all have different numbers. But something that's heavy in the middle number, because what that do is that helps the root system, but it also helps the shoots and the blossoms and that type of thing. It helps make them stronger. You want to do that early in the spring, talking like March, as soon as like the snow is off the ground. Start to fertilize it because you want it to be able to help for this year, for the next year.
Right.
You know, so by doing it now, you're not going to be really doing much for it for this season. You might actually stress it out a little bit. That's why I'm suggesting doing it in like March to give it that little extra, and that should help it. from what you're describing, it doesn't seem like there's any insect damage or disease damage. It was just the weather. So really, by doing these couple things and getting rid of any of the dead growth on the plant, it should help it rejuvenate this year and into next year.
Perfect, perfect. Glad to hear that we can get it back again. Well, thank you so much. You've answered
no problem, Sue. You definitely should be able to get it back. It's just going to take a little bit of work, getting rid of a few things, you know, and just keeping it watered, keeping it just taken care of, showing it that, you know, hey, we're giving you some fertilizer, we're giving you some water, we're taking care of you. Now take care of us, that type of thing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sue. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there is a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact and when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all type of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Get some Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today. Go gardening, organically with the captive. Bonide products are family made in America. They're located at a bunch of different fine retailers. You can just visit us at bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, let's go right back into the phone lines. Who's up next?
Chester in Haverhill.
Chester, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I was wondering, what would you recommend for a high calcium content fertilizer? What I'm trying to do is prevent that black spot on the bottoms of tomatoes and stuff. I think it's a calcium deficiency.
Yep, there's a couple things out there that you can use. So you can use, as a fertilizer, use tomato tone. That's a great product to help and help the soil with the calcium. There's a product by Bonide that actually does help with the calcium deficiency. It's called Rot Stop. That can be sprayed onto the plant. That has calcium in it that actually helps with that blossom end rot. You can find that at a bunch of different garden centers, hardware stores, that type of thing. It's called Rot Stop. Okay. The other thing I suggest when you're planting in the spring or next year, use a product called Lobster Compost from Costa Maine. That has some chitin in there, which has a little bit of calcium, too, to help. So all three of those should definitely help you.
Okay, yeah, on the replanting, you just mix that in with the soil, then put the plant in.
Yes, sir.
Hey, all righty. Thank you very much.
We thank you for the phone call. 855-660-4261.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete ShelterPod system at ShelterPod.com. The ShelterPod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So let's get right back into the phone lines, answer some questions, do everything we can to help you out. Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara in Andover.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I have a question about crab apple trees. Okay. I turned on your father a couple weeks ago, and I got in late. I wasn't sure what the whole question was, but it sounded like the same issue we're having. The tree blossomed fine in spring. A lot of leaves and everything, but very little flowers. And then now some of the leaves are starting to come off, and he said something that I thought it was a fungus. Could that possibly be what's going on with the tree?
There could be. So a crab apple has an issue called cedar apple rust. Have you noticed on any of the leaves anything that's underneath a leaf that kind of looks like an alien type looking thing, like an orange type thing?
I haven't looked at it. I haven't looked at it that closely. So some of the leaves are turning rust color and yellowish.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any junipers in the area, or?
No.
No? All right. What I would suggest doing is taking a look at the leaves a little bit closer. Sometimes there's black spot on them that can happen, or the cedar apple rust. There's a couple things you can do for that. If you do have a cedar apple rust, any leaves that have hit the ground, you need to get rid of. You'll know it's a cedar apple rust. It'll have like I said, it looks kind of like an alien-looking thing. It's an orange oozing, it's got like little tentacles, if you will. Almost looks like a sea urchin, that type of thing. Something that really doesn't belong there. That is usually caused by having a juniper in the area. It's like a huge cycle that goes from the crab apple to the juniper and then back. There could be junipers in the area. Maybe at a neighbor's house or that type of thing, so that could be something like that. The other thing you could do, take a look at the under leaves and see if there's anything there. If it is black, but there's nothing like this that looks like alien-like, it could just be like a rust or something along those lines. There's a couple things you could use to spray on there. For the rust, you could use like a copper fungicide to get rid of some of those. You could use Infuse. Infuse is from Bonide. It's a synthetic chemical that you can spray all over it that will help with any diseases that are on there. But I would definitely, if you're noticing that anything's turning black, any of the stems, anything along those lines, take a look at it and see if you can get rid of them. If it's going to, you know, take, if it's going to really hurt the tree, you might not be able to. But if it is black or anything on the stems too, take a look there. It could be some sort of insect damage as well.
Okay, we did get Dr. Earth disease control, the spray.
Okay.
Would that help?
If it's a disease control, it should definitely help. But take a look at the plant first. Make sure that, you know, I know you said the leaves are turning yellow and black. Maybe it has something else. You just kind of see if it's just in one area. If it's all over the tree, then you're probably going to need to spray that disease control.
Okay, just spray it. Is there anything that you can put around the roots for it to absorb?
For diseases, not really. There's not a lot to there. There is an Agrifos, which is from Monterey. That is more of a drench type. They have drench types in there. You'd have to follow the instructions on the back, because they do have a way that you can use it as a spray, and they also have it a way as a drench to use for that. That's the only other drench that I can think of for disease control. Spraying the tree is going to be the most effective at first. But again, take a look in the area. See if there's anything you can eradicate and just get rid of. Because that might just be, it just might be in an area. If you do see, you know, that alien looking thing, definitely grab it and take it to a garden center, a local garden center, and see if they have a couple different products, to use, for it. A lot of times, you know, for the disease control, that you could use the Infuse. But again, if it is this alien looking thing.
If your garden is limited to containers, then it's time for you to try the Smart Pot. This incredible container is made with landscape fabric, and plants grow better in it than any other product. Better drainage, less heat buildup, better root development, and plants mature faster for earlier flowers and vegetables. Best of all, the Smart Pot does not have to be stored indoors for the winter, and it will last for years. That's the Smart Pot. I love it. The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Sorry about the technical difficulties we're having there. I was finishing up with Barbara, and I was just trying to say, you know, if you do have that cedar apple rust on your crab apple tree, definitely bring it in, a sample of it, and just to a garden center and see if they can help you out with the right chemicals to use. And one of the things that I was finishing up saying was you have to get rid of all the leaves that are on the soil, anything that has that on there, because it is something that sits in the soil and overwinters that way to go to the next cycle. So it could be something to look at. Barbara, I believe you're in Andover, so you could head over to Mahoney's in in Tewksbury, and they have a bunch of different products there that they could help you out and give you some answers. So we appreciate you calling in, Barbara. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. If you would like an organic vegetable garden this year, switch to Dr. Earth Vegetable Garden Fertilizer. This plant fertilizer is 100% organic and contains 23 different types of beneficial microbes to rebuild tired soils. Your soil will be better next year than it is right now, guaranteed. For greener foliage, a much larger root system, more flowers, and better tasting vegetables, use Dr. Earth Plant Foods. This summer, grow a better vegetable garden with Dr. Earth Vegetable Garden Food with beneficial microbes. All right, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Got Tom and stuff.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I have three questions. I'm going to ask them, time permitting, importance to me. First of all, can you recommend any flowering shrub, perennial, that I can plant in the shade?
Okay. There's a couple there. You can use, there are a bunch of different rhododendrons. Maybe the maximum rhododendron is the best. You could also use a oak leaf hydrangea. They have like an actual, their leaves look like oak leaves. It has a really cool flower on them. And then you could also use a kalmia.
The kalmias have like a cool blossom where it kind of comes underneath the leaves and hangs down. All three of those there do enjoy the shade. So it is something you could use in a shady garden.
So the oak leaf hydrangea will grow completely in shade, complete shade?
When you're saying complete shade, you mean like 100% all day?
Yes.
Is it going to get any filtered sun?
Probably not. I have an apple tree behind it, there's arborvitaes, and I just want to plant them between them.
Yeah, the rhododendron might be your best bet. Oak leaf might do all right there, not completely. It does like some of the shade.
What was that, oak leaf?
Oak leaf.
I mean the rhododendron.
It's just a maximum rhododendron. That's one. It does get a little bit bigger, but you can cut down. But it's one of those ones where you would see in the woods.
Okay. What do you think?
It usually has like a purpley flower, purpley pink.
Okay. How about Rose of Sharon? What can I do to, I have many of them, to continue good growth, plenty of flowers, I cut back every year.
So, you know, continue on with what you're doing. Those are one of those plants where right until you, they have no leaves or anything like that, and then all of a sudden when you think they're dead, they just, boom, overnight they have all their leaves, that type of thing. Just continue to keep doing what you're doing. Fertilize in the spring and in the fall. Use like a plant tone from Espoma.
Which I do.
Yep, in the spring, and then definitely again in the fall at half the rate.
Very quick question is hydrangea. I have some of them. I don't know the variety of this specific plant. The new it has old wood and new growth coming through. How long would the old growth may stop blooming? I mean, there's nothing on them. Just
no blossoms at this point yet.
That's correct.
Okay. It might be a little bit of time. Where are you about again?
In Stoughton, Massachusetts.
Stoughton. So you probably got some of that cold weather that we had late in May,
right,
as well.
Yeah.
So that could have had a little bit of effect on it. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the effects as much. I haven't heard it as much, but it could have a lot to do with it. I mean, we had some crazy weather,
right,
so it wouldn't have been as bad if it had been in the, you know, 60s and 70s and then
right,
went to the 30s. We had like some really extreme temperatures of 90s early,
right,
and then it went back into that, so that could have affected them. That being said, go ahead.
Do you think it will flower on the new growth coming out?
They should flower on some of that new growth. If you have a lot of like the sticks left, at this point, you know, just double check them, scratch the bark and see if there's any green left, but most likely there's not. But you could cut back those sticks to the point where you're seeing that new growth, just to get rid of some of that, like, you know, the stuff that just doesn't look as good. It doesn't make everything look great.
Right. And then I heard also I bought some blue lace hydrangea. It was up at your place, but couldn't find any. So I did a search, and I found a local nursery. And they bloom on the old growth and new growth?
There are some that does that. The blue lace, I believe it's like a blue, is it a blue bird? Something along those lines. Yeah, some of those do on old and new, so you shouldn't have an issue with those. A lot of the newer cultivars that are coming out, they're trying to make it so they're more maintenance-free. And I would use this term a little bit lightly, but like a carefree, if you will,
right,
where if you prune them, you're not worried as much.
Right,
because a lot of the old styles, it was like, do I prune them? Do I ever prune them? Okay, it looks dead. Do I prune it? Well, I don't know. Is that going to affect next year? That type of thing. Whereas a lot of the new have done it so you can actually focus on just, you know, enjoying the plant and not having to worry as much.
Right. When would Nikko Blue hydrangeas bloom?
The Nikko Blue should be blooming soon in the next couple weeks if they haven't already. You should see some sort of...
Also.
You should see some of the blue start to pop up or some of the stems popping up from underneath to bloom. They could be on a different cycle from depending upon where they came from the grower. So especially if you just purchased them, they should bloom this year. The Nikko Blue is definitely one of those ones that blooms on old wood.
Okay.
So that's one of those ones where you want to make sure you don't prune it and kill all of the growth in the spring. You might see those sticks, but you're going to have to keep those sticks for a bit until you start to see some of where the new growth is coming out of.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to pruning any type of flowering plant, you could actually prune it right after it blossoms if it's too big. I would assume at this point it's not too big. It's just the right size to put into the garden area.
Right.
But it is one that does bloom on old wood.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and continue to like listening to you.
Excellent. We thank you for the phone call, Tom. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, do everything I can to help you. Again, my father will be back in a couple weeks. He'll do everything he can to help you, and I've done this in the past. If I don't know an answer, I'll leave him a little note, and I know he'll try to answer it for me, do everything he can to help out. So, if you have something that I don't know, I will tell you I don't know, or I will try to do a little bit of research like we did earlier. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, we have anybody else on the line?
Jeff in Cape Cod.
All right, Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hey, good morning. Happy 4th of July weekend.
You as well?
I have potato plants, and I'm starting to hill them. They're doing quite well, and I have a couple questions. And I'll put them all out, and then you can kind of give me a potato hilling tutorial. When do I cut the flowers off the top, because they're starting to form now, and how high do I keep hilling them? And do I just water right down the center of the hill so the dirt doesn't run off? And I think that's it.
All right. So if you're looking to continue the growth with the flower, you should definitely get rid of the flowers. Because what happens is what the plant and any plant that goes to flower is trying to go to seed to rejuvenate it for the next period. So you could definitely get rid of the flowers at this point. So another thing, so definitely that's where you would want to go with the flowers. When it comes to the hilling, you can continue to hill these as long as you would like. I saw a cool product out there that made me, understand this a little bit more of the hilling effect of potatoes. There's like a bag, I think it's called like a bloom bag type of thing, where on the side it actually has like a little spot where you can go in and pull potatoes while the plant is growing. It's a pretty cool thing. But what it does is it has different levels where you start to fill in with soil around it, and it's just like level after level after level of potatoes. So the hilling you can continue to do. A lot of potatoes really want to be picked towards the end of August. That's a good time, end of August, beginning of September, so you still have some time to really hill them. As far as watering, maybe not, when you're watering, don't go with the heavy hose so that there's the runoff. Maybe try to do more of like a slow drip onto the plants. Maybe take the hose, if you can, put it on a trickle and put it around each plant and let it seep in that way versus taking a watering wand and sitting there and just holding it on each plant and going from plant to plant. The slower watering allows the water to actually go into the pores, go into the root system, and develop a little bit more. That's definitely something, a way that I would do it, just to protect the erosion type.
Right. Well, I think that's what I'm doing already with the watering. I've been watering them as they grow right down the center of the hill, so there's like maybe a tiny like inch-wide trough at the top of the hill. And the water goes down in there and doesn't run off. So sounds like I'm
doing that's perfect.
My thing.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, just don't go full bore on the hose, which it sounds like you're not doing, which is perfect. You just a lighter watering on them, so you're not pushing the soil away from them, because the soil around it is protecting the potatoes.
And clip those flowers as they form.
Yeah, at this point, continue to do that, because, like I said, when it comes to
most plants, when they flower, they're trying to go to seed. They're trying to reproduce themselves. That's the whole goal of a plant that, that has flowers, is to promote, to get to that flowering stage and then go back to seed so that it can reproduce it for the next year. So by doing that, that helps it regrow, sends out new shoots, and puts more energy back into the root system to help develop the plant as well.
All right. One last question. In August or September, when the plant falls over, that's telling me it's time to harvest, right?
Yes, yeah, definitely. And usually it is late August, early September. I know one of the things I've heard in the past is up in northern Maine, where they have numbers for towns, a lot of them don't start school until later in September because they're helping with the potato harvest. So it's usually about the good time to really do that. So that's when I would do it. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give me a call. And let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Scott in New York.
Scott, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello, and thanks for taking my call. I have 3 questions for you, time permitting.
All righty, let's hear them.
So the first one I have is... I've got a tree that's probably 20 feet tall, and because we have such a high water table on the property, I filled in around it, probably 2 feet around the trunk, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and you can tell that it appears to be slowly dying. How can I remedy that?
To be honest with you, get rid of that soil around the trunk. You want the root flare at the bottom to be exposed a little bit. By putting soil around there or mulch or something along those lines, what you're actually doing is slowly suffocating it, and that's what's right. Killing the tree. I know you have the high water table, but by doing this, you're actually just slowly, like I said, suffocating it. So bringing that soil away from the trunk itself.
Okay, around the drip line of the tree more probably.
Yeah, so you don't have to take it like all the way, you know, out. But where the trunk is, you want to go down to where it kind of flares out a little bit and have that exposed a bit. Okay, so you can come out a couple feet to allow that root flare to be there, you know, maybe 3 or 4 feet, and put the soil around the area so the water doesn't come up to it. If that's what you're concerned about, which it seems like, but having it right on the root system.
I'm sorry. The concern was actually when I left the drip line for about 2 years before I filled it in, but the water table was so high we had issue with mosquitoes around there, you know, with a mosquito breeding ground, because the water would set right on top of the ground.
So there's a couple things if you're worried about mosquitoes that you could do. There are some of these dunks. That's a mosquito dunk from Schultz company. It's a Summit Responsible Solutions. That in there will get rid of mosquitoes coming out of the water. That's a really cool dunk.
You're talking about.
Yeah, they have donuts, and then they have little packages that you can throw in there too. Bonide also has a product for it. They're mosquito repellent. They have mosquito dunks as well. Both of those would do really good to get rid of those. Great thing is they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife in the area. Hopefully you don't have fish swimming up to the area, but you know what I mean.
In fact, I use those dunks, and we have a natural drainage ditch on the property line. I use those dunks in that drainage ditch. They're, you're right. They work fantastically.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go right ahead. What's your second question?
I have an Asian pear tree that I thought when I purchased it, they told me it was self-pollinating. The first year, it flowered and produced fruit to the point where we had to prop up the branches that produced so much fruit because it was so small, you know, it was a very small tree. But it hasn't flowered or produced fruit since.
Did you get it like 3 years ago, would you say, or is it longer than that?
Yeah, it's been longer than that, maybe 5 years.
Okay. Do you know the brand of pear tree?
It's an Asian pear tree, but I'm not sure what the brand is.
Okay. I know most of them do need pollinators. Let me see. I know there's a bunch of different ones. I'm just trying to think of which.
I think it was a dwarf Asian pear tree, if I remember correctly. It's been a while ago, so I don't remember exactly. Thought they said it was self-pollinating. Now, we do have other apple trees, not Asian pear trees, but apple trees on the property that seem to be doing fine.
I would say you actually do need a pollinator for it. Most likely the reason why the first year that it was, you know, had so many fruit is because there were so many other in the garden center that were near them. Just looking at it, most Asian pear trees can pollinate with other Asian pear trees. So it doesn't need by the name. What I would suggest doing, you can just Google an Asian pear pollinator chart. And it comes up with a bunch of different styles that will actually cross-pollinate with each other to make sure. And it's usually about 30 to 40 feet next to it where you would have to put it.
Okay, and then just, I hear you keep coming on. Just one more quick question. Fast-growing ornamental tree.
Fast-growing zelkovas and cherries.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.